This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Here's my question, America. Were you one of the multitudes that went out and voted already? Early voting underway for the midterms. I know that my friends did because they all took the obligatory selfies with the sticker that said, I voted. So the doors have swung open. And what are we going to see with this midterm elections? I can tell you my friends in a couple of different places said they thought it was brisk and this early voting was bigger than they had ever seen. You know, it's always my hope here on America Tonight, and I've been doing this show, we're celebrating 10 years, that we would see a ton of people vote either early voting, absentee, or on election day, because I think it's the most powerful thing you can do. If you want to whine, complain, and freak out about what's happening in America or applaud that your candidate got elected, well, go and vote. Get involved. It starts locally and then it goes from there. Here's what the president had to say about the midterms and the Democratic platform.
They're for open borders, which means crime. And for massive tax cuts, they're against law enforcement. They're totally against ICE and law enforcement. They're against your military, and they're not good to your vets. How do you win on that platform?
All right, so on that note, let's turn to Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. Bob, so you might have heard what I said, that my peeps told me, and honestly it was about a dozen people, that where they could vote early, and they did, they saw that a lot of people were out. So maybe there's some hope that people are either upset, happy, whatever it is, or have a certain candidate in mind that they're going out there and voting. I think it's maybe a good sign because we traditionally haven't seen that, right?
Right, Kate, and I think that part of the excitement of the midterms, Kavanaugh, all the things that have happened, the big merry-go-round of information maybe has stirred this up. So that people will be out, voting a little bit early this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. So when you were in Congress, and you've talked about this, getting elected, what it was like, the process, when it gets down to the nitty gritty to this time of year. So like if you're Beto O'Rourke or you're Ted Cruz and Cruz is the incumbent and you're pushing for that Senate seat, are you basically not sleeping at all?
Oh, you aren't. I mean, this, just you asking me this question brings back 24 years worth of, the month before and the campaigns, and you're waiting for the bomb to drop and you've got to be out there. I know seriously of examples of friends of mine who ran and about 2 weeks before they worked, but not that much, and one of them lost by 4 votes and one of them lost by 1 vote. So, you hear these stories, but you're always out there, right? This is the just get out and go time if you're really serious about your race. Absolutely.
All right, so let's turn to something else because so many people, I always say it's about the buzz in the land here on America Tonight, and the accounts are now that the CIA director had to fly to Turkey because there's all this controversy over the Khashoggi killing and what happened there and the horrible details of the dismemberment, but where's the body? Have you seen anything like this?
No, I mean, from day one, when MBS became, the unofficial ruler of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, I said from day one, I lived in the kingdom, as you know, and I have worked, over these Saudi issues as a congressman. I knew he he was a not good person. I knew that he really wasn't a reformer. I mean, we have to look back at how he went after corruption. And frankly, Kate, the national media bought it. Oh, he's after corruption. They killed a Saudi when they were, interrogating them. Back at that time, they beat him to death. They took billions of dollars from these Saudis, and they let them go. He took care of his enemies. He really didn't reform women's rights at all. He lets them drive. Big deal. Saudi Arabia is a horrible place to drive anyway. And, he is capable of this. This was organized within the kingdom. I predict to you now that some of the 15 that have been arrested confess that the crown prince had nothing to do with it, and then they will literally behead them. And they're going to confess because their families are going to be threatened to be killed. That's the way the royal family operates. And Saudi Arabia has gotten away with this forever and a day. And, you know, all these facts are coming out. The president of Turkey is going to, what did he say? He's going to give the bare naked facts, and they're going to be gruesome. And this is going to be, I mean, we think now, you know, cutting off one finger after the other and all we've heard, we think this is gruesome. When the Prime Minister of Turkey warns, the President of Turkey warns that it's going to be bare naked and gruesome, you can bet, you better brace yourself. I haven't seen something with this brazen ever from the government, even though we know they're capable of it. We just... I mean, this is outrageous. I don't know what they thought they were doing, but it's just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And something else that has captured the attention of a lot of Americans is this migrant caravan, or that's what they're calling a migrant caravan. And the president is saying that he wants to reduce aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador if this continues, because he's saying the danger of what's wrapped inside of this caravan, you know, that there could be the gang members, etc. And they're still a ways away from hitting the border. But, I mean, now there's live shots going on of the people in the walk and the supposedly the biggest caravan in the history of caravans. What do you make of this?
Well, I think we're probably getting lost in the argument of who's paying for this. You know, that George Soros has been quoted, not himself, but people are quoting Soros as paying for it. They're quoting that the drug cartels are paying for it. I don't know about Soros, but it's possible the drug cartels are providing some money because they want to sneak MS-13 in here. That happens a lot. All of that issue, I think we have to put that aside for a second. It's kind of irrelevant right now who's doing what. The fact remains that probably 7,000 people are headed to the border. And, you know, if 7,000 head to the border and they come across, there will be 7,000 more and maybe 10,000 more and maybe 12,000 more. And so this kind of goes beyond an issue of trying to help people. How do you cope with those numbers as a country? And I think that beyond the political side of this, the Democratic side better be cautious, because it's, you know, if somebody's sympathetic to having a dreamer here, that's different, you know, the dreamers, or some immigration easing. But when you're talking about 7,000 people coming to the border demanding to come in and coming across, I mean, a lot of people won't like that. They won't accept this method to happen. So the president's going to be aggressive on this. And again, if 7,000 people come and are allowed to just come in and we deal with it, it will be almost unstoppable after that. Kind of shows how we, you know, really should have some kind of clear ideas on immigration reform, I think, which we've never had.
Yeah, boy. Amen to that. I totally agree with it. Bob, as always, thank you so much for your insights. Appreciate you hanging with us late.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
All right, hang with us, everybody. Come back on the flip side. Russia, nukes, and us on ATN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost, for a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say,
yeah, I don't think the people are lost, but there's definitely a caravan that is headed for the U.S. border. So it's interesting, the Washington Post, CNN, and the Associated Press, before we get into nukes and Russia, we want to finish this up because you may have heard what Bob Ney said, who's joined us for years from Talk Media News. He was a former congressman from Ohio for decades, and he talked about the same thing that I talk about. For decades, we have not done a damn thing about immigration, really, right? Except for play past the potato. It's a hot-button issue. If I'm a Democrat, if I'm a Republican, I'm trying to juggle it, and that's been the problem. So we made the situation worse. We know it. We do. We all know it in this country. And it could have been taken care of when there was laws on the books back in the 80s. But that's history, and we look in the rearview mirror, and it doesn't do us any good to do that. So as we motor through this here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, celebrating 10 years, and before that, I spent a week with the Border Patrol, and I saw what was happening with the people. It was sad what was happening for the innocent people, and it was sickening the other things that were going on, like these crazy rape trees, because of the predators and how they went after some of the people they were supposedly aiding in getting across the border. So anyway, here's where we are now. The Washington Post, CNN, the Associated Press, and other outlets covering this journey are saying that, you know, now, you know, there was a smaller caravan before it reached the U.S. border earlier in the year, and it just kind of fell apart. So there were people that crossed the Guatemalan border into southern Mexico this weekend, and they say, because there's reporters there in the middle of this, that maybe they're estimating, but maybe it's, you know, 5,000 people or so. And they say a lot of the people are fleeing poverty, organized violence in their home countries, all of that. And they're traveling together as they cross some of these areas because of the drug cartels and the gangs. And they want asylum at the border. They're trying to cross into the United States illegally. And it's this mass migration, especially pouring out of Central America. So is it 5,000? Is it 7,000? I mean, whatever the numbers are, this is something I think we're probably going to see happen more and more. And here's what the president cautioned against when you talk about this caravan and the characters that could be mixed in.
Take your cap, you go into the middle. You're going to find MS-13, you're going to find everything.
All right, so of course he's getting on the helicopter, but MS-13, is he saying you're going to find everything? You're going to find MS-13, etc., in the middle of this. So now what it's become is whack-a-mole, and they're trying to identify who could be in the middle of this. Is there somebody trying to come through that could carry some bomb or do something at the border or just assimilate and get into the country, because we've heard those stories before, and of course we know that it certainly has happened. And speaking of weaponry, this is certainly a huge story when we talk about the Russians and the nukes and treaties of the past and expectations of where they're headed and why they're not working. And this is interesting because it was such a big piece of so many presidents. Something that, as a kid, this is something that I know that I had in social studies or whatever, history, where we would talk about reduction of nukes and what was happening on the other side and all that kind of stuff. So we will jump into that, but we're still in the middle. And what the thoughts are in the caravan, and is it evil to push the people out? How do we streamline this? What are we doing? Dancing around all these same issues. Let's go to John in Seattle. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I think this country's been pretty compassionate.
Good, thanks for the call.
Through the years. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I
hear you. I got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I just think that there has to be a point where, you know, we can't just keep taking more and more people. Citizenship should mean something. You know, a lot of people in this country have given a lot to, you know, they've invented stuff that's gone all over the world and made life better for a lot of people in a lot of different places. And I think there's a point where a country has to defend its character, who they are, what they are. And like I said, I do think we've been very generous all through the years. But, you know, when I was born, there was 33 billion people on the planet. Now there's 7 billion people on the planet. So it's just, there's a lot of rising expectations all over the planet. And it's difficult, you know. There's just so many resources and so many ways to develop them to have people have a quality of life. But, you know, I mean, it's tough times. Yeah, these people are coming with, you know, pretty bad conditions, but, I mean, there's a point where citizenship has to, you know, be important as much as trying to alleviate people's suffering. So what do you think?
John, I think it's a good point. Thank you for the call. What I think is, you're right. We've come to that critical point again. And why are we here, John? We're here because of the reasons I said. We had laws on the books. They were completely so GW tried to do it, and there was massive And this is a guy who spoke fluent Spanish and had certainly a decent relationship. And it never, we could never get this right. We never could get it right. I think it was because people would be infuriated, then awful things started to happen, and as you say, then we would see that there, it wasn't talked about a lot, but drained. So the taxes would go up in parts of Southern California, then they would find drug runners and tunnels, you know, the other evil side of it, the gangs, the horrible side of the loose border. I call it the loose border because when I was with the Border Patrol, there was the easy parts of getting people when they crossed into El Paso from Juarez. But then there were the sparse places that were out in the middle of the desert where it was easier to get by. But then so often they would find people that were murdered, that just would be dead bodies. They couldn't even identify them. And some horrific things have happened to innocent people on that side as well. So will we cut off the aid? I mean, this is what the president's saying. He's going to begin to cut off aid to countries that are in any way associated with the caravan. So what does that mean? Then they stop the people from going? Because right now there's so much corruption in places like Guatemala and El Salvador. They don't care. They're just, people are sneaking out and whatever. They're jumping on the trains, doing whatever they can. In this case, it's a walk. But if they're not going to get money, then I think they're going to do something about it. But what does that look like? What form, in other words, does that take? And I'll be curious to see, honestly, what happens. What kind of pressure is put on those governments and how they end up responding to their people. All right, I want to make sure I squeeze this in because I talked about, you know, talk about things getting in, things. We used to worry so much about nukes. It was all about you reduce yours, we'll reduce ours. You take a few away, we'll take a few away. Can they reach us? Can they not reach us? I mean, how many times was that discussion going on? So the president is withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. I talked about this on our show the other day. And just to continue that conversation, I had a conversation with somebody today, and they thought it was good to push the issue because they said, listen, it's much different than we're talking about, you know, and applauding President Reagan and what he did with Gorbachev and that INF treaty in 87. Different times, and they're doing things behind our backs, meaning the Putin regime is continuing to arm up. They're not ramping down. So he's got to be put down with the whole nuclear arsenal, meaning this treaty is a no-go. It's a no-go, my friends. Mailbag next on ATN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Over 100,000 people RSVP to come to President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Houston with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun-grabbing liberal? Well, the Democrats are giving you one.
President Trump at the rally bashing Democrats.
You know, explain that to me. They're for open borders, which means crime, and for massive tax cuts. They're against law enforcement. They're totally against ICE and law enforcement. They're against your military, and they're not good to your vets. How do you win on that platform? Now, how do you win?
You'll recall President Trump during the 2016 campaign used to call Cruz Lion Ted, but no more.
He's not Lion Ted anymore. He's Beautiful Ted.
Beautiful.
He's
Ted.
Texas. I call him Texas Ted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Us here on America Tonight. This has been 10 years. I've been doing this show for 10 years. I can hardly believe it. Through thick and thin, through the big boys making it tough because they snatch up all the affiliates. But I have wonderful people who have worked with me and a great crew at GCN and so many others over the years that have helped this show survive and thrive, and also because of so many of you, yes, you, who have filled up the mailbag, who have promoted the show to your own people, who have talked about it through your own radio stations for all the program directors who pick up America Tonight. Thank you so much for that. So on that note, a couple of ways, because I got Don who said, Kate, I want to know a couple of things about the show. One, how can I communicate with you? I love that. How can I communicate with you? And that's because America Tonight, I had a website, americatonight.net, but everybody was confused with it because there was another brutal site that had americatonight.com, and I couldn't wrestle away from them. So if you go to katedelaneyradio.com, there's a little thing where you click on contact and just put your name, put your email, and put your message to me, whatever it is. You got a great recipe for barbecue. I'm always looking for a great way to cook ribs, especially now it's wintertime. And I don't know. I know everybody eats them in the summer, but for me, it's like a whole winter thing. Or you want to be one of those people that jump in when we do our Wednesday into Thursday show in the last segment, Nail the Score. And Nail the Score is where you get to pick who wins the weekly game of the week in the NFL. We do it for fun. Someone's going to crush it. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like picking bingo numbers. You pick a side. Give us the score, and if you nail the score, you win fabulous prizes and really bragging rights. And every week I've been giving away little something-something to people, like, you know, a Starbucks card or a card for Wings or that kind of thing. Last week, because of the horrible weather in Dallas-Fort Worth, I had to do the show from the middle of McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, so we couldn't do the live thing, football-wise. We'll make it up at the end of the year. But this week, we are game on. If you are a third shifter, you're coming off the third shift, you can't call us. And there's usually maybe five people, sometimes a little more, and sometimes a little less, just depends, who hear the game, and they can email us. So where do you email us? I'll say it again. I need to hit this harder so everybody gets it. It's katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. I set it up. I'm paying a monthly fee. So use it. Abuse it. Well, don't abuse it, but use it. And I'm going to start to feed more things about America tonight on it. But you can contact us that way. So how's that? Boom. And I'm going to start to put up some of the great guests that we've had and that kind of thing. Another place, because you asked, where can you go? Go to Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page. Kate Delaney fan page. That's being beefed up in the next cut. It's already being beefed up, but certainly swinging into the new year, everything that's happening will be on there, period. In my life, around my life, things you care about, it's not all about me. And if you went there now, my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny, drops in another couple of weeks, and the first blog that they put up at Forbes.com is there, and it talks about the riches are still in the niches. And if you go and you like the fan page, so Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, you can read that. You can see other places where I've broadcast from. The America Tonight Show, all that other sort of stuff is going to be up there. It already is up there, but there'll be even more things. And with the riches are still in the niches, what I mean by that is, what is the dreaded question for so many people? What do you do? I mean, frankly, a friend of mine said this. Why do we emphasize what people do so much? And I think she has a point about that. But people ask you the question, yo, what do you do? You know, you're out hanging out. You're coming out of church. You're hanging out with your friends. You're going back to reunions. And people ask that question. And, you know, people stumble over it a lot of times. And I guess it's probably because we live in the juggling world. It's called side hustle, and I think a lot of people are doing the side hustle thing, so you're kind of struggling to answer because there's a lot of things going on. Anyway, if you read that, you'll get the gist of it. It's easy, it's fun, and the fan page is super, super fun. So thanks, Don, for kind of opening the floodgates for that, and I'm going to make sure I hit that more, because how in the heck are you supposed to know if I'm not saying it? And again, katedelaneyradio.com, or go to Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page. Kate Delaney fan page. It's just that easy. All right, this one is from Tori, who says, Kate, I just have to be honest. I'm sick of this caravan crap. I turned on Fox this morning, and I was listening to the discussion, and this migrant caravan, you know, I do feel sorry for the people. I can't imagine what that's like. But at the same time, it scares the bejesus out of me to think, all right, so who is coming in across the border? Look at some of the horrible things that have happened. Yes, I don't know, maybe 65% of the people are just trying to get their kids out of harm's way, trying to get asylum. I don't disbelieve that, especially when you hear about what's happening in Guatemala and El Salvador and some of those other places that used to be beautiful but are nothing like that now. However, at some point, we have to stop the nonsense, the insanity. We just cannot support this. We just cannot support the amount of people, and we certainly can't stop everyone at the border because of the size that it's growing to, whether it's 5,000, 7,000, or whatever it is. It's a mess, that's for sure. I think the president saying withholding money will make a big difference. Hopefully the innocents won't get caught up in the middle of this, although I think they unfortunately will. Well, yeah, we were just talking about that. And it, you think of Honduras and et cetera, and there is some horrible, I mean, I can't even describe the conditions that I've been told that are happening in some of these, countries. Remember, we took the show to Ecuador, and when I was there, I had to have, guard with me the whole time. And my brother was scared to death. He's like this manly man. He never worries about anything. And I remember him saying to me, proof of life, and they'll think of you, and they'll look at you as a talk show host, and da-da-da. And I actually, because I was in some poor, depressed areas, and we brought that back to you, how sad it was. But in these cases, I mean, it's true. It's gotten that much worse. So we are at that point, because nothing was done before. Now we're at that critical mass point of, okay, so really, what are the sizes? How do you make sure you don't have the worst of the worst in the crowd? How do you quell the fears? Is it an exaggerated amount of people that are storming the border? Is it bigger than what's being said? I mean, we're going back into the numbers game again. And I can remember, gosh, at the beginning of America Tonight, when that was the conversation, how many people were in the country illegally? How many? I mean, it just became like this, almost like an episode of our We Can Count. How many? And there's, you know, it's not a turnstile. And that's the idea, because we have no idea what the count is. We don't. We have no idea. And the Democrats are struggling to try to figure out what to do about this. Because there's health care, there's a myriad of issues that you and I care about. And what do we always say? You got to feed your family. It's what's in your wallet. It's what's going on with the economy. It's what's happening with your families. And then the pressure that surrounds us with the myriad of this other horrible, things that are crippling us in many, many ways that could have been taken care of but weren't. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I just started listening to the show, oh, gosh, probably about 3 weeks ago." I love the "oh, gosh, probably about 3 weeks ago." I will say I download it from TuneIn, so appreciate that, because a lot of times I'm not up late. Sometimes I am up late. Sometimes I listen to it live. Did you see the story about the Air Force spending $300,000 on coffee cups in the last couple of years? I did see that. I did see that they were talking about that the cups break pretty easily and that it's irresponsible and that they're spending that much on the coffee cups. So somebody needs to make a coffee cup that doesn't break, or that the handle doesn't break as easily, so we don't have to spend thousands of dollars to replace it, I guess. And seriously, this is the true story. Buying and replacing special mugs, because they can reheat liquids aboard these air fueling tankers in flight. And then that's what the whole thing is. So they have to figure that out and replace them. So they've purchased a bunch of those cups that can do that because of how much it's costing, frankly, in the broken air. I mean, who knew, right? Even Chuck Grassley went nuts about the Air Force buying a $10,000 toilet seat lid for a cargo plane, and a part which the service has since done 3D printing. So not happy with that either. It's line items, baby. You start going through the line items and you start to see, where is the money really rolling? All right, not to get ridiculous, but we're going inside the man cave / she cave next on America Tonight.
Hear that? That's the sound. sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Going to the man cave, I have to tell you, if I was at the door and somebody kind of said, you know, you're coming into the man cave, and that's what I was hearing, I might run in the opposite direction. I'm just saying, there'd probably be a good chance of that, going to the man cave. She cave, man cave, whatever kind of cave you want to call it. If you have a special space where you read, you hang, you watch a game, you get infuriated by whatever it is that you're watching. Hopefully you don't get infuriated. Then that's what we're talking about with this segment here on Man Cave. It's all about what's happening in the world, mostly of sports. And, of course, what's coming up is the World Series. It's the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch, 8:09. Clayton Kershaw getting the pitch for the Dodgers, getting the first, you know, shot at this. He takes the mound, and he's the first guy up, which is huge for Clayton Kershaw. And it looked like it wasn't going to happen. You know, there was kind of a little hesitancy, I think, about him starting things off in the rotation for the Dodgers. But he does get it. He does get the start, and he wanted the start. But, you know, he for the second time in his how many years, he gets to be number one, and he is still seeking the championship. He wants the World Series. This is his 11th season. He's one of the highest-paid pitchers in the game. He's one of the best pitchers in the game, although in the postseason he's struggled. He certainly has struggled somewhat. And you remember last year, not somewhat, he has struggled. He's had some good games and some terrible games. Game 7 last year against the Astros, the Dodgers lost, and that was that. So now, you think of last year's Game 5 disaster. He gave up 6 runs in 4 2/3 innings, and he gave up a 4-0 lead. And so that quickly shoved aside the great Game 1 he had, and the fact that he won Game 1 and gave Game 5 of the National League Championship Series, he should get some credit. I think it's smart. I mean, listen, he is an incredible pitcher. I think he comes through for the Dodgers. I don't know that they'll win, but I think he'll pitch well. Dave Roberts, the manager for the Dodgers, said that, you know, all this talk about them being the underdogs, by the way, has actually fueled him. Here's what he says.
I like the underdog role, but I do know that everyone in our clubhouse doesn't see it as icing on the cake. It's been our goal since last year to win a World Series, so it's a good club over there. We still like our guys, and it's going to be a good one, and they're going to get everything we have.
All right, so they're going to get everything we have. In the meantime, J.D. Martinez, who is a hitting machine, a home run machine, J.D. Martinez, part of that incredible lineup for the Boston Red Sox, a team that won during the regular season. Can you imagine? It's such a marathon when you play baseball. 108 games. His 2018 season included 43 home runs, a .330 average, 130 runs batted in. He's a superstar. It was so smart when they picked him up in the off season. I don't even know why he was languishing at all out there. So number 28, the designated hitter, you don't think all the focus should be on you, right?
If I don't hit, everyone else is hitting, so there's no pressure to hit, which kind of eases my mindset and stuff like that, allows me to go out there and play. Instead of it being the opposite way around, like where, hey, if you don't hit, we're not going to win type deal, I mean, that's really pressure. Coming here, I mean, you know, you're in a lineup that everybody contributing takes pressure off everyone.
All right, so we'll see. So baseball fans, that starts on Tuesday. By the way, football-wise, the Cowboys acquired Amari Cooper from the Raiders in exchange for a 2019 first-round pick. How about that? So you look at what's been happening with them wide receiver-wise, and it's been wide receiver by committee, and it really hasn't worked at all for the Dallas Cowboys. That's been part of the problem. Another loss for the Cowboys, and something had to shake out, and there was rumors about this. And I talked to someone the other day, and I knew this was going to happen. I couldn't imagine that it wasn't going to get done. So it does get done. The Dallas receiving corps, just the absolute worst heading into the season. I mean, the worst. And they've got one guy who's got the heart of a lion, who's not the prototypical wide receiver, Cole Beasley, who is the only Cowboy with more than 25 catches or 205 yards. And but he's just trying to move the chains. Now, Amari Cooper should do a little bit more than that, but of course they give up a number one pick because the NFC East is not on fire and there's still a chance that the Cowboys can be in it. I think it's a very smart move on their part. There may be some that debate that. Speaking of debating, many of you can relate to this. Whether you went to school or didn't go to school, you may live in an area where you root for a big college. I know a lot of places where that happens. And we saw some big upsets. Ohio State gets rocked by Purdue. The Big Ten, it's a mystery because when you look at the playoff projection now in college football, I mean, who? First of all, who beats, if you're listening to me in Alabama, you might have a little swagger. Who beats Bama? I mean, seriously, who can challenge Alabama? Really, it was Ohio State that was always the team that was going to challenge Alabama. So the Boilermakers beat the Buckeyes 49-20. And all of a sudden, there are a few questions to be answered. So you got left Alabama, definitely. Clemson routed North Carolina State. And you've got the freshman quarterback who is looking pretty good, feeling good about himself, Trevor Lawrence. So I think they're hooked in there. I think that they've got a shot at it. Clemson does. Notre Dame is in the conversation. Wow. LSU, for all you people in Louisiana. And we've got some great affiliates there. The Tigers are grinding it out. But could it be Michigan sneaks in? Could it be the Longhorns sneak in? Oklahoma? I don't know. It's pretty interesting. And Ohio State, just very well, maybe looking on the outside, and they're going to point to that loss against the Boilermakers. You know, it looks like, remember Iowa in 2017 was the only loss for the Buckeyes. But one loss you can overcome, but how they lost, I don't know. Can they even win out and think about that game with Michigan? I'm just saying. Right? Politics and sports. Very similar. Can you see why my three favorite things are politics, business, and sports? I can easily tie in all three for you if you like. There's no doubt about it. And then, of course, we have the spitting season. And what happened? The Lakers got just jammed with suspensions. And it's because of a brawl. So the first home game for LeBron James turns into a fight fest on Sunday against the Rockets. Rajon Rondo gets suspended for 3 games. Chris Paul, 2 games without pay. There was this crazy thing where punches were thrown and supposedly, Rondo and the league confirmed this, spit in CP3's face, so he was suspended for instigating a physical altercation. I've never heard so much conversation about spit and the direction spit went in and whether they should be fined. So how much does that cost Rondo? $186,000 plus. CP3, Chris Paul, almost $500,000 in salary. Wow! That's what happens if it comes to blows. You're going to cough up the dough. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don't forget, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and let me know what you think.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.